When I first stepped in a canoe, I made a fatal mistake. I planted my heel to one side of the keel and pitched head first in the lake. I had no reason to think it would tip before you could blink, or take all your talents for keeping your balance, or else you'd land in the drink, which is what I proceeded to do when I first stepped in a canoe. When I first soloed in a canoe, it took me a while to learn that you sit in the bow, though I didn't know how you could tell the damn thing from the stern. I paddled the rest of the day in circles and growing dismay. I hadn't a clue that to steer the thing true, your stroke had to end with a J, which no one had taught me to do when I first soloed in a canoe. When I first kneel in a canoe, I paddle with languorous grace. But it's all a mirage when you have to portage with black flies all over your face. As I stagger off into the tree, at least I am off of my knees, which I haven't quite felt since the minute I knelt and the thwarts turned the caps into cheese, which is what they instantly do when I first kneel in a canoe. Now the best thing about a canoe may be just what it is not, like loud and aggressive and big and excessive, like a ski boat or a millionaire's yacht. It's at home on stream, lake, or chute. It won't harm a beaver or coot. It may take some labor, but like a good neighbor, it won't make noise or pollute. So, if asked if you want a sea-doo, say thanks, but I'd rather canoe. Now I have to skedaddle. God, I wish these had a saddle, and paddle off in my canoe.